Hello, my name is Liz, and I have social anxiety. I can't really say I acquired social anxiety at a specific age, because I have always believed I was born with it. It was something that it was in my DNA. Coming from a family with several members having the same problem, I did not want to follow the same pattern. Social anxiety appeared in my life at an early age. It always started when I started school. My mom was afraid that I was not going to be able to go to a normal school because I was not able to interact with people. Luckily, I was able to enter a Catholic school and learn to not only love God, but love others as well as myself. Everything was getting better for me. I was able to get out of my shell, make friends, participate in events, and more importantly, be happy. Or at least I thought I was. But everything changed a month after I started 10th grade, when my parents broke the news that we were migrating to the United States to look for a better life. I will never forget that day, June 23rd of 2003. That was when my life changed. I remember I hated my parents for their decision. It wasn't until a year later that I finally understood that social anxiety was always there, and the movie just helped me to show me I had never overcame social anxiety, but instead I just learned to live with it. I was used to the routine. I started high school a few months after arrival as a sophomore. There the history repeated once more. But now, it was worse than before. I was not only afraid to not fit in, but I was also afraid that I would never succeed as my parents wanted me. Surprisingly to me and my teachers, I was able to get the language pretty quick. And I was able to graduate from high school after 3 years of arrival. Even though I did pretty well, I felt really lonely. I missed my country, my friends, and family. I was back in my shell, afraid of failure and judgment. I wasn't happy, and I couldn't understand why. For everybody, I was a smart kid, but at the same time, I was a quiet girl. I entered college the same year I graduated high school. I didn't want to go to the school that my parents had chosen for me, but that was the only thing that we could afford at that time. Things got worse than ever for me. It was not only that I couldn't make friends anymore, but my grades dropped drastically. I wasn't able to ask questions, talk to a professor during office hours. My test grades were really low. Social anxiety was worse than ever. I had developed test anxiety. I had also lost all the little confidence that I had on myself, and I didn't know how to get it better. I struggled with that for several years. I knew there was something wrong with me, so many times I tried to mark a day in my calendar that I would use to say, like, tomorrow things are gonna change for me, but that tomorrow never came for me. I was feeling hopeless until someone really close to me talked to me about social anxiety and how to overcome it. After reading about it and seeing the changes in my sister, I decided to seek for help. I contacted the place where she attended, but I discovered that I couldn't attend the same therapy in the same place because we were relatives. So I tried individual therapy instead. I attended individual therapy for about 5 months. That's when I started running out of money and couldn't continue going anymore. After I was done with individual therapy, I saw very few changes in my life. I wasn't where I wanted to be yet. Then my sister therapist recommended me Larry. I went for one of his free orientation. I was convinced that was what I needed. But because of our class schedule, I couldn't join. But I knew this time I wasn't going to give up. So I went back for the next session. This one actually worked with my school schedule. The first day of therapy, I remember I was really afraid to go. I didn't know what to expect. But I think the best feeling was to see that I was not the only one, that I was struggling with social anxiety. I learned several techniques that helped me have a better life. I remember many times I didn't want to do the exercises because I always thought they were not helpful. But now I can say that they helped me a lot. I always keep in my mind all the things that I learned. There as CBT and all these techniques help me move forward in my life. I have now like a better understanding of my past, and I'm really happy that I attended therapy. It's been almost 4 months since therapy has ended, and I can't believe how things have changed in my life. I graduated from a university with the highest GPA in a state college. I've been offered a job in a company where I've been interning the past months. I've been able to make more friends, but most importantly, I got my confidence back. It is like people is finally starting to see me differently. They now see me as normal. I'm pretty confident that there are going to be more great things and more changes along the way that I'm still gonna discover later. I can really say that social anxiety has really changed my life.